I'm sitting here with Michael Paul Stevenson, the director of Best Worst Movie. And
more importantly, the child star of Troll 2.
So you're in town briefly while you're still doing festivals. How many festivals have you been to by this point?
I think over 30, I believe.
Holy God.
Yeah. It's been
so that's 30 times that people have warmly welcomed you onto stage with applause.
It's been 30 great experiences, yeah, absolutely.
Nice. What's the most common question people ask you at the Q&As? Or what is a memorable question that people have asked you at the Q&As?
This always comes up. Somebody will raise their hand and say, Mr. Stevenson, did you know at the time of making Troll 2 that you were making such an awful movie?
And how old were you?
Every time I was 10 years old.
You were 10 years old, yeah. Well, did you?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we all thought we were making a great movie, and we did, right?
Spoken like a man who's given that answer 500 times.
Right.
So, has there ever been any, like, weird people at the festivals? Like, anyone that's like, that person clearly doesn't know what's going on kind of thing? Or has it been smooth sailing?
No, I really... Film festival experience has been amazing. It's tiring. You know, I'm a little traveled out. But all of our festivals, believe it or not, have been really incredible. Better than I, you know, than
I don't
you could ever
that.
Expect. No, I don't either. You know, if I was to listen to myself right now, I'd say no way. But we...
Everyone except
one
for the...
after another, it's been really, really, really cool. It's been great.
So how did starring in Troll 2 affect your perception of A, movies, and B, horror movies, Michael?
Well, starring in Troll 2...
Which, by the way, we should say, if someone's listening to this who hasn't seen Troll 2, go to YouTube.com and search for Troll 2 and watch the montage. But I'm sorry, yes, go ahead.
Starring in Troll 2, how has it affected me in movies? Well, Troll 2 is a horror movie, as you know, but it's horrifying for all the wrong reasons. You know, it's one of those disasters, a scary, scary film. And I think I was slightly traumatized by horror films after doing Troll 2. I honestly, you know, I mean, I love a good horror movie, but it's not like I'm the first to see, you know, every horror movie that comes out. I like a good smart horror film.
But you're, like, less likely to view them now that you've been in the worst horror movie of all time.
I think over the last couple of years, I've grown to appreciate genre films even more. Because I've seen kind of, you know, some great genre films. And I've seen them, you know, on the festival circuit. And so now I'm more interested in horror films. But, yeah, growing up, I can't say I was a horror fan.
Gotcha.
So
it wasn't that I didn't like it. It wasn't something I was interested in.
So what would you say you've learned from this this whole experience of visiting 30 film festivals after making your own movie about a really bad movie?
What have I learned? Well, if you're going to make a horror film called Troll 2, you should probably think about having some trolls in that film.
That's good advice. Sound advice.
Other things I've learned. A lot.
I'm putting you
really
on the spot here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So the question is, what have I learned throughout the festival process?
Yeah.
Something that I'm still trying to learn as I'm going out through, you know, through the festivals is really just enjoying that moment at a festival. It's hard when you're an independent filmmaker and you're dealing and you're juggling with a lot of challenges. You have a night that you're screening, you should really enjoy that and soak it in and kind of live in that moment. And a lot of times you find yourself worrying about the next week, the next trip, the next challenge. And that's something that I'm still trying to learn, is just enjoy the moment, man. Because, you know, it's our film festival run is ending, and, you know, next month, and this will probably be one of this last year will be one of the fondest, you know, memories
of your life.
Of my life.
So live for the moment.
Right. Absolutely.
And where can people find your movie, by the way?
Well, hopefully. Well, that's the other thing.
Bestworstmovie.com?
Our distribution strategy.